everyone, and thank you for tuning in to a new episode of Pretty Healthy and Tasty. Today, I want to get a little personal with you all, but for good reasons. I think we all encounter different stages and phases in our lives that encourage us to show up differently and to show up as a different version of who we are. And I don't know if it's just me, but sometimes I feel like I feel like I'm going through different cycles and patterns that force me to challenge these cycles and end them, right? And I know I'm not gonna get to the point where I'm totally done with these patterns and these cycles, but I know that I am in a place now where I know my worth. And I'm proud of that. And I want you to know that wherever you are, if you are at that phase in life where you can say, I know what I'm worth and I know what I could walk away from, even though it'll hurt, I know it'll be better for me in the long run if I do this. If you're at that point in your life where you're able to do that, I want to applaud you because, one, it's not easy, and two, it takes a lot of healing and a lot of self-love. You understand that you are your greatest project and you are your biggest priority, and sometimes we lose track of that. It took me a long time to figure out that I should be my number one. I need to care for myself. I need to care for my health because I'm the only one living this life for me. Nobody else. And I need to be able to show up for myself. I need to love myself enough so that I'm showing up for myself and making the right decisions that are going to be good for me. And my motivation now is prioritizing myself so I could be the healthiest I could be. And this isn't just physically, this is mentally, emotionally, spiritually, physically. I want to be able to give that and show that example to future generations. I want to give that to my children if possible. I want to model that to my nieces and my nephews. I want them to know that it's possible to choose yourself. And why do I say this? Because recently I had to walk away from a situation. And sometimes we know when it's time to walk away. But sometimes we want to stay because we want to give it another chance. We want to see if this time it'll really work. We want to believe that this time they're really going to work on something. And sometimes it's okay to not let a relationship or a friendship become toxic. Sometimes it's good to say, you know what, this is my, like, I've reached my boiling point and I can't continue here. I think this is where we're gonna have to go our own way. And it's nice to be able to say that in a healthy way and have that understanding and be able to leave in peace. And while it's been very hard for me to almost accept that this is it, I'm also proud of myself. Because for a minute, I was thinking, wow, this is another failed relationship. This is another failed attempt at having a happy life. And oh my God, like, I lived with this person. But honestly, that doesn't matter because it's brought me closer to becoming who I am and who I want to be and the kind of relationship I want for myself. And I'm not ashamed of that. If anything, I'm pretty darn proud of myself. I'm pretty darn proud that I gave something my all and I realized it wasn't working and we weren't compatible and I was able to leave in peace before things became toxic, because that's what would have happened. Sometimes we don't realize that all that pent-up resentment, all the things that get on our nerves, things we hold in, if we don't let it out and really tell each other, hey, we're really going to change this and we're going to forgive each other and move forward, it's not going to work, because that resentment is going to come up in your relationship one way or another. And I knew I was at a point where it was just, there was just no way I could move forward without having so many feelings, so many negative feelings. And sometimes we have to listen to that part of ourselves, that part that's telling us to throw in the towel already. And sorry. Oh, weird. Ironically, you know, a month ago I found this book, and it's in Spanish. It's called Me Cansé de Ti, which translates to I Got Tired of You. And it's written by a very known psychologist in the Mexican psychiatric world. But basically, he talks about how it's crazy, it's insane to even think that you are tired of a relationship. You're in a relationship where you're not happy. And it's insane to think that someone would stay in that situation. And I thought about that, and I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, that is pretty intense. And it is kind of crazy to think that we endure these moments, we put up with things that become physically tiring, they become emotionally draining, but we decide to still stick with it because of beliefs, because of ideas that, you know, we were told, things we were taught when we were young. And I know for me, that's a big one, right? To me, I am very much like, I like to go all in. And when I say I'm going to accept someone or take someone for who they are, I honor my word, right? And I think sometimes I forget that the person I have to honor is myself at the end of the day. And if I reach a point where I'm emotionally tired and no longer happy, what's the point of staying in a relationship? And I like that he brought this up, because many times, especially in our culture, we stay in relationships because of religious beliefs, even beliefs about ourselves as women, how we're supposed to stay and kind of accommodate to the man. And that's just not how it should be. And it's not going to be that way anymore. And that's one thing I had to understand, is this is not how it's going to be. And I need to be real with the example that I'm trying to set here to my, you know, imaginary future kids. Because I do know I want kids, but I haven't, you know, found the right person. And excuse me, I still have a little bit of a weird cough that comes and goes. I'm not sick or anything, but I think it's like a after effect from having COVID in January, so it's just a little strange. So I apologize for that being like all up in the podcast, making an appearance and stuff. But yeah, I want to leave you with that today. I want you to ask yourself, like, have you been in that stage of life where you just had to move on and let go? And how did you deal with it? How did you cope during those times? You know, was a part of you relieved? Were you proud of yourself? Because, I mean, that's another thing. I'm like, wow, like, I'm actually proud of myself because I did what I needed to do. I communicated what I needed, and I set those boundaries. And when it wasn't reciprocated, when they weren't respected, I was able to honor those boundaries and walk away. And I just want to remind you, you are worth loving. You are worth seeing. Okay, like, I want to explain this better to you, but you're so worthy, and it feels good to sometimes say, I love you, but I love myself more. And that's why I'm choosing to walk away. That's an amazing, empowering feeling. And I hope you know that you are so capable, and there is someone for you out there. So I hope you are all having a great Thursday. Keep going. Keep showing up. Even when things seem, when things get you a little down, know that there's someone rooting for you. There's someone that's like, hey, like, this person is going. And use your why. Remember your why. Why are you doing this? Why are you following your dreams? And show up as that person. That's all we could do. Thanks for tuning in. I'll see you all. Bye-bye.